Lynette, how are you?
I'm doing well this morning, Tony, and how about yourself?
I'm doing well. Thanks for spending some time with us. What exactly does the Vice President for Retention and Student Success do?
That is a great question, especially as we're looking at the number of students that are graduating across our country in higher education. This has become a national concern in reference to increasing our graduation rates at our universities. So what my job basically is to provide different support services, internships, tutoring, and just some guidance and direction for students graduating from college, and also to help our different areas within the university to figure out strategies to increase the graduation rate.
Well, Eastern Michigan University has been very proactive and innovative in its attempt to attract more students and to help more students attain education. I was scanning through my Detroit Free Press at the bottom page of the front page, and a headline read, EMU program offers single parents a home on campus. So if you're a single parent and you want to go back to school, you may be able to help those folks.
Absolutely. As you're aware, this is from a Kellogg grant, and the program started at End College in Massachusetts. And the purpose of this program is to provide that opportunity for students that have missed it. They perhaps have gotten pregnant in high school, and this is not just for the females. I have to make that clear. This could be a single-parent father. But to provide an opportunity for these students who their dream has been deferred. They wanted to go to college, but they ended up getting pregnant or ended up being a single father. Therefore, they were unable to continue on with what they wanted to do because they had to keep the child in their home. So the purpose of this is to provide them that opportunity because, as you're aware, Tony, students that have to drop out of school or have children early in life, they may not finish high school, they may be unemployed, and they really lack parenting skills. So this is the goal of this program, is to bring them in to provide holistic programmatic areas for them to be able to succeed in college and to be a role model for their children.
My mom would have loved this program. She was a woman who had me, wanted to go to college, very smart lady, and there were no programs like this. I believe it's called the Keys to Degrees program.
Yes, it is.
All right, so how does a person find out if they're eligible?
Well, all this publicity actually helps, but in reference to eligibility, what we're looking for is that student that between 18 and 24 years of age, those who have never attended college, because we want them to experience this together. And we wanted to set up a program where they're going through college. And believe it or not, Tony, we have this ambitious goal that if this student is living on campus all year round, why not let them go to college all year round? So perhaps they can even get that degree, depending on what their major is, even within 3 years, because they will be going to school all year round. Mm-hmm. Their children will be enrolled in the child care center all year round. So they have to be within that age bracket and never have attended college. And as I said clearly, male or female.
So the funding is for people, single parents who have a student, who have a child. They come to this program, they get their college paid for, they've got a place to live, they've got child care included. Well, does that include anything else?
I'm glad you asked that question because it does not include everything you just said.
Oh, okay.
What it does include, Tony, is someone working with them to identify all the resources necessary for them to make it in college. Child care center we have, and they have other resources that are available for them. Our goal is for that student not to leave here with any loans a minimum number of loans from the university. Because, as you are well aware, it's not good for students to leave college with a lot of loans as they're starting their career. But their children cannot be any younger than 18 months of age, because we want them to be able to be in our child care center. So our plan is to provide the housing for these students, and the majority will be eligible for all types of financial aid. So we have a director who runs the program, and that person will be responsible for all areas of these students' lives. And it's very easy to work with 10 students to make sure that we are giving them what they need to.
And that was my next question. You hope to get 10 students involved in this program this year?
Yes, 10 students.
All right,
and their sons or daughters.
All right. And for folks who want more information about this program, where do they go?
They can call EMU. They can call Elise Buggs. That's E-L-I-S-E. Last name B-U-G-G-S. Her phone number is area code 734-487-8041.
Well, Lynette Finley's PhD from Eastern Michigan University. She is the Assistant Vice President for Retention and Student Success, the Keys to Degrees program for single parents. It's awesome stuff, Lynette. Thanks so much for sharing with
us. Thank you, Tony.